This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, James. That's my guy. He's so good. So good on his business. I love watching what he does. All right, thank you. I enjoy talking to you about the plants at your place, and that's exactly what we're doing right here, right now. And joining us from the Dallas Arboretum and joining me yesterday at our landscape school to speak on annual and perennial favorites of his. How many plants did you cover in an hour and a half, Jimmy? I borrowed a Mary Kay catalog that had a little white spot on the back of it to write on because I didn't have any notepad. I wanted to get all of these varieties down, and before I knew it, I'm writing on lipstick. I'm writing on all kinds of ads inside. Somebody took mercy and tore out a page and brought it to me, and I finished out. That was wonderful. Thank you. You are really, really good, and we are grateful to – we're lucky to have you here. Let's put it that way. You're going to talk about a plant that we have called Sweet Alyssum. I have a question for you, and you can think about it, and you can tell me, Neil, don't spring these things on me again. I had a call last hour from a gentleman who is having a garden wedding. He is the groom, and they've sent him out with his musket to hunt, and he's to hunt for a plant to go over a 20-foot arbor, 10 feet from each side to the center point, and the wedding will be in late June. He wants a vine that will go up that arbor. I bet there'll be some photos taken under it, and so it's going to have to grow quickly. He does not have a date picked yet. He said, I'll probably be the last to find out. He didn't say that, but I'm assuming. And I've kind of struggled to help him and got to Moonflower. I don't know if it would get up high enough or if it would be old enough to bloom yet. And I also said, you know, I think maybe White Mandevilla might be something more approachable because you get a larger plant with a head start. What have I left on the table?
Those would be my top two picks, and maybe Thunbergia alata, the sky vine.
Okay.
I thought they'd be blooming that early. It would have foliage, but I'm not sure you'd have flowers if it's a June wedding.
Yeah, late June. I said late June is going to be a whole lot different than mid-June and certainly early June. So, okay. Well, I said my suggestion to him was, okay, I waited on hold for Neil, and now here is the information. Good luck, ladies. So anyway, there we go. Tell us about Lobularia Snow Princess. We don't call it Alyssum anymore, do we?
They don't want to call this one Alyssum because they want to make a big distinction that's a little bit different than the Sweet Alyssum we've always grown for years, the seed grown one. And this one's grown from cuttings, and it's definitely different for me. I've actually had to be a convert to this one. I've never been a big fan of Sweet Alyssum. It's not very heat hardy, and it's not very cold hardy or drought hardy. This one grows kind of like kudzu, one plant, and the variety's called Snow Princess. Will grow about 2 feet across from a quart pot in a year. It actually does better in the ground for me because it really needs a lot of water. You can't keep it wet enough in a container or a pot once summer hits. So I tell people enjoy it in a hanging basket as soon as spring starts. As soon as it warms up, stick it in the ground. It'll actually make it to July, August for us if you keep it really wet through the summer. But it's just a white carpet of lovely scented flowers all summer long. There's actually a new variety called Frosty Night that's purple too. And last summer, we actually kept them completely through the summer in ground all summer long. So they are tougher than the old varieties of Alyssum we've always done.
And you've had the Frosty Night, the purple one also, and in your trials? Fabulous, because I've watched So Princess with you for a couple years, and that thing is amazing, just amazing. Now, you have a class of your own you want to talk about.
We've got a class coming up February 16th with Billy Goodnick. Billy is a landscape architect and author of the new book, Yards, Turning the Outdoor Space into the Garden of Your Dreams. And he's also a personal friend of mine and a great lecturer about design and design concepts and what to do with your yard. And he will be doing this February 16th from 10 to 12:30 for $45 or $41 for members. And he'll be talking about design concepts and how to work with problems in your yard. Then I'll be speaking for an hour on my favorite plants again, a little different talk than I did for you.
He's given you an hour?
He's only given me an hour.
That talk will be running behind schedule. I've seen you work. All right, that's the 16th of February. Design like a pro. That's cool. 10 to 12:30. That's good.
Yes, sir.
And you say $45 for non-members, $41 for members, and the workshop's 1 to 4. I'm reading this again, and that's 69 or 62. And now, let me make sure I understand, because I think you said it, and I got sidetracked. Is the 69 in addition to the 45, for example?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if you want both, you just sign up separately then.
Yes, sir.
I got you. All right. That's the Dallas Arboretum. Dallas Bloom starts about a month from now, right?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I like that ominous tone. All right. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, comes Garland Road, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south, any venue, and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, that's the easy part. And then DallasArboretum.org is the website. That's the other easy part. The information, phone number, Jimmy?
214-515-6500.
Jimmy, everybody yesterday after you left, everybody, I think all 225 people that were in that room made a point of saying how much they enjoyed your talk. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. I have
Thank
fun.
You. Oh, good deal. Talk to you soon. Jimmy Turner, Dallas Arboretum, sponsored by Whiz Q Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They've been there since 1983. Experts at Whiz Q Stone have been leaders in the industry, turning landscaping dreams into reality. If you have a landscape, you need stone. It's as simple as that. One deserves two. One is landscape, two is Whiz Q Stone. You need to put them together because this is a marriage waiting to happen. Stone in a landscape gives it reality. It gives it depth. It gives it a personality. It gives it a feel of nature within your garden. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at Whiz Q Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. You know how some people just have a smile that wins you over when you see them from 40 feet away? You've never met them, you've never shaken hands, and yet you already like them. You can just tell. Mike Wisnat is that way. You can tell that he is a leader among people just by watching him operate with people. Class, act, and his son Derek the very same way. Visit with them. Let them show you their 22-acre stone yard. They have lots of good sales help there as well. 4501 East Loop 820 South. It is a toy store for gardeners in Fort Worth, Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Rob, very, very much. Longtime advertiser, longtime friend. Let's go to Dee in Carrollton. Dee, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Neil, I have a raised bed. It's waist high, 6 feet long, 3 feet wide. And what it is, I've planted some vegetables, and the squirrels, they're not getting the vegetables, but they seem to be digging in between. And one of the suggestions I had was, can I place mothballs around the perimeter of this thing?
Yes, I don't know how well they'll work, but what you might want to do is you could try it. You certainly could try it. It works on rabbits. I don't know how well it's going to work on squirrels. What you could do is find some old socks or stockings and put the mothballs in those, and that way they're easy to pick up and transport. And you could, if you felt that they might blow off the elevated surface or whatever, you could always drive a tiny tack in or something to hold them. But anyway, they might work. The other thing that you could do would be to put one of the roll-type mulches down between the rows to make it difficult for the squirrels to dig. Now, that may be cumbersome. It might be cumbersome to work your garden, but I kind of suspect that once the spring garden season begins, a growing season, that they'll start digging elsewhere and doing other things.
All right. What about some kind of netting, like a chicken?
That's not a bad plan. That may be a better plan than mine. If you could rig up some kind of the netting that is used is called bird netting. And I think the people that it used to be Ross tree netting was what it was called, and it was the Ross Daniels people who made the Ross root feeder. That was one of their other products, and I think Easy Gardener in Waco bought that whole product line. I think they're the ones who make it now. But it looks like chicken wire, but it's a very lightweight plastic material that you can fold it just like you'd fold a sheet for your bed.
I get it in
a really good hardware store, perhaps a home center, and a really good nursery all would have it. It's tree netting, and it commonly is used to keep birds out of fruit trees.
I have one quick question. Mm-hmm. I have a magnolia tree that's about 5-6 feet. It suffered terribly last year because of the heat. And can I? I've seen the city workers put some kind of a brown mixture. You know, is it mulch or peat moss around the trees? Is this something that I could do?
It is. I don't know that it's going to make the difference in bringing that tree back where it was damaged, but. Those are mulches, and what they are is not peat moss, certainly. What they're putting around the trees is just shredded tree limbs that they've trimmed off, either from power lines or out in traffic or dead trees or whatever, and they put them through their grinders, and they get these big piles of the mulch, and so that's what they'll be putting back out around their trees.
Right. The magnolia tree is still alive, so very much alive.
Good.
So when does a person fertilize?
Fertilize magnolias when they right before they start growing, so that's going to be about the middle of March, about the same as most of your other trees. Yeah, middle of March, and then probably late May also. The mulching is a water conservation thing, and I like mulches. They look good. I do not specifically mulch my trees. I don't have those mulch volcanoes around my trees. I don't know the reason that people think that needs to be done. So I wouldn't pile big mounds of mulch around a tree trunk. But if you want to do it for a decor deal, that would be fine. A low level of mulch, an inch deep or so, inch and a half, will do a good job of holding moisture in the soil, cutting down on the soil to air contact. But these things, these 6-inch deep piles of mulch, that doesn't make any sense to me. The mulch absorbs the water, and I think you're worse off than without it.
Yes.
So anyway, all righty. Well, I better run. I really do appreciate.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
I've listened to you since I moved to Texas. Thank you so much.
You are wonderful. Thank you, Dee. Bye-bye. All right. Her line is open now. Let me give you that number. And we have David in Nakona who will be our next call up. And then you might be right behind David. The phone number to call is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I want to tell you about my 2013 Texas gardening calendar while I still can. Don't have a lot more ads to do for it because we're almost out of calendars. I don't know how many boxes we have, maybe 9 or 10 boxes of calendars left, not very many, and we have our eGardens electronic newsletter coming out this week, and that's going to gobble up a bunch of them. So don't delay. If you want the calendar, you really need to call right now. You must call before 11. Our office closes at 11 today. It's Neil Sperry's 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, along with Gardens Magazine, all for $38.95. This calendar is a lovely calendar, my 30th annual. It also has more than 10,000 words, which translates to hundreds of bullets telling you month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. All that information, a beautiful calendar at a 1/3 savings, along with the 1-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in the entire country. All of it for $38.95 and $3 postage and box charge on the calendar, but only as long as we have calendars. Call now, won't you please? 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 o'clock this morning, 800-752-GROW. If it's busy, wait 2 minutes and call right back. 800-752-4769. Here's a phone number you'll want to save, 214-333-0003. That's the number to Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Call Advanced Foundation Repair like I did. The home inspection is thorough, it's free, and it's without obligation. If you do need repairs, they'll be quick and dependable, and their work will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. Could your landscape need updating? Have your trees grown and your lawn faded due to the shade? If it's time for a makeover, Shades of Green in Frisco can help you design and install a makeover on your yard. I haven't done very many landscape design ads for Shades of Green, but they have an entire department that does this. Shades of Green specializes in designing and installing award-winning landscapes that utilize well-adapted and hardy plants for our area. Shades of Green can help you achieve beauty and lower maintenance and less water, and this is the time to schedule a design or consultation before the spring rush. Don't wait till spring. Contact them now. Shades of Green in Frisco has a 7-acre nursery full of plants, perennials, shade trees, all in a unique country setting. January is also a great time to plant trees. They have the best varieties. They offer planting as well as if you need that, from big trees to small trees. They can do a turnkey job for you, or they can do the design for you, or they would be proud to sell you the plants. They have it all. They've been in business a long time. They're a fixture in Frisco and all of the North Texas area. 972-335-9095. Make an appointment to go see them at Shades of Green, or just stop in to shop if you prefer. 972-335-9095. They're at 7401 Coit, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. 7401 Coit Road in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green in Frisco. I'm proud of my longtime association with Rubel's Plants of Texas. Main store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway, also in Lakewood and on Lemon Avenue. 214-744-9100. On the web, rubels.com, RUIBALS.com. It's Rubel's Plants of Texas. And Sunburst Shutters, 214-343-2601. On the web, sunburstshutters.com. It's Sunburst Shutters. All right, let's talk about Culligan once again, and need to just tell you how much we enjoy having Culligan water service. We drink a lot of water in our family. We have 3 children. We've had grandchildren in and around our house all the way through. All 7 of our grandchildren live in our immediate area, and everybody likes Culligan water. I met the Culligan people back, it's been 25 or more years ago, at a home and garden show, and I said, I really would like to get your service. And for the last couple of years, I've been hoping that maybe we could get Culligan as an advertiser. And this is my chance, and I'm going to make the best of it, because if you have never tried Culligan, I think you're going to be very, very pleased. If you have hard water spots and scale because of the water that you have in your home, that will go away with Culligan. If you have chlorine, bad taste, and odor in the water at your home, that can go away because of Culligan. Culligan has several home water solutions, including drinking water systems, water softeners, total home systems, water filtration systems, and you can meet your Culligan man at the Fort Worth Convention Center on February 8, 9, or 10. Right now, Culligan's offers $6.95 a month for the first 3 months of water treatment system or home drinking water system for the whole house. $6.95 a month is all you spend for the first 3 months. The number to call for Culligan service, the same number we call, 855-439-2855. That's a toll-free call, of course, and it's CulliganTexas.com, 855-439-2855, CulliganTexas.com. All right, our caller from Nakona disappeared, so we'll go to Steve in Granbury. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I got a quickie question. My phone's about to run down.
All right.
Last February, I planted a whole bunch of organic garlic and some elephant garlic that a buddy of mine had given me.
Okay.
It came up in May or so and blossomed out, grew about 3 feet tall. And then in August, it just fell flat. All the fronds fell on the ground and turned white and yellow. And in August, later on, I dug them up, and the pods were black, kind of covered. And they were edible, but they didn't have very good flavor. They didn't sprout out and give the little dandelion parachute blossom like garlic normally does. What am I doing wrong?
All right. Turn your radio down, if you will. I'm hearing an echo.
Okay.
The I am not a garlic and onion person. I post on Facebook and I got all kind of empathy things. I have a medical allergy to them, and so I don't even get near them. So that's not something I have a lot of experience with, but I ask people to post, and it's not very long ago that I did so. This is like 2 days ago on my Facebook page. You might want to scroll back down on that and look at what people posted for tips. But garlic is normally planted from the cloves in September and harvested the following spring. And that doesn't sound like what you were doing. So I'm kind of...
The issue is, when I dug it all up and cleared the ground back in September, October, I got new blossoms. And right now it's about 6 or 8 inches tall.
Well, all right, but new blossoms, new flowers?
Yeah, new leaves. New garlic plants coming up.
Okay, that's different than blossoms. That was what was throwing me. All right, well, you would harvest it at the end of this spring. Garlic is harvested in spring. Planted in fall, harvested in spring. Planted in September, harvested in late spring.
Okay.
And that's the best I have for you, Steve. That's pretty modest information. I'll tell you what I would do. Another thing you could do that would give you some really accurate data would be to go online to Aggie Horticulture Garlic. And that will put you into the Texas A&M Horticulture Department website, and they'll have some fact sheets on garlic and the other onion relatives, and that'll give you some good firsthand stuff. I am sorry, I just, you know, if I didn't have the medical stuff, I'd try to grow it, but I just haven't spent that much time. Pretty plants. I hope that helps. I appreciate your call. I'm just kind of on that one. I'm kind of hamstrung. Bob in Whitesboro, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate your call, sir.
Great. Well, I have to tell you, I've listened to a lot of gardening shows across the country. I've moved a lot, and this is my favorite. I've lived in California and Minneapolis and heard lots of them. This is by far the most informative and entertaining.
Thank you very, very much. How kind.
Well, I have a cabin up in Whitesboro, and it's surrounded by oak trees, and the shade keeps any kind of grass from growing, and I heard your suggestion of Mondo grass. So I've got a bunch of sprigs, and I was going to plant them, and I wanted to just find out any advice that you have for planting in January, or if there's anything special I need to do other than just dig up the dirt a couple inches and keep it watered for a while.
All right. My experience with Mondo grass is now accumulating to about half an acre around my home. So you have hit me. There could not be two questions be more polar opposites, onion, garlic, and Mondo grass. I am an expert for whatever that's going to do for me. What I do with Mondo grass now, and I harvest my own and don't buy it anymore because I have enough. And that's, you know, from this point on, you'll be able to do the same thing. I rototill deeper than 2 inches. I'll go down about 4 inches, and I'll add pine bark mulch into it. It breaks down over a period of time, and the Mondo grass establishes quite well, even in blackland soil. Whitesboro, either, is it blackland or is it sandy soil?
It's sandy,
yeah, I thought
dry
so.
Sandy soil.
Yeah. The only difference is it won't hold, and the pine bark mulch might be a good thing to add, maybe couple inches of pine bark mulch into that top 4 or 5 inches of soil, maybe an inch of pine bark mulch, just to get some organic matter into it to help it hold moisture for the first year or two. But the Mondo grass, when you plant it, ought to be about probably 6 inches apart, 7 inches, and you ought to have a clump of the Mondo grass sprigs that would be equivalent of somewhere between a golf ball and tennis ball in size, a fist-sized amount of the Mondo grass that you plant here, and then 7 inches away you plant another fist-sized clump of the Mondo grass. You don't want to plant the individual sprigs, they're too small. And by doing that, the leaves will arch over, and when you stand off 30 feet to the side and look at it, you'll basically see green leaves over the whole thing. And then if you are able to get there to water it once or twice a week for the first summer until it can get established, it may very well be a solid cover by the end of the first year.
Wow, that's amazing.
It grows wonderfully. I'm about to put in another probably 200 square feet of it, and I know it'll be covered by the end of this growing season. Nitrogen makes it cover most quickly.
And then when you want to harvest it for the next year, you do that like this time of year? And
doesn't matter. I have dug Mondo grass and replanted it all 12 months of the year. It does not care.
No.
It truly doesn't care. And so, it you know, I think you do it whenever you need to. So, anyway, I better get to my newscast. I'm looking now, and I'm way behind on that. But I am grateful for your call, and you're going to be a success on this one, I know.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, I'm sorry I got carried away on that one. Let me get right into the newscast, and we'll do it by starting with Womack Nursery in De Leon. Womack Nursery is at 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, Texas. But you don't have to go to De Leon to take advantage of their wonderful merchandise. They ship by mail order all over the state. I would encourage you to get familiar with their website. If there are some fruit crops that you're interested in particular, print those pages from the website or call them tomorrow and have them send their catalog to you. I don't know if it'll get there by next Sunday when we have Dr. George Ray McEachern, the state fruit and pecan specialist, on the air with us all morning long. Womack Nursery, for all of their three, now into four generations of their family managing, owning the nursery, for all of that time, they have worked hand-in-hand with Texas A&M specialists to have the varieties recommended for Texas by Texas A&M. Womack Nursery in De Leon. Their phone number is 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497. And you can call them. They're open 5.5 days a week, and they'd love to hear from you. They have a huge variety. The recommended fruit and pecan trees and grape and other stock for Texas. Blackberries, you bet they have them. They have them all. So again, it is womacknursery.com, W-O-M-A-C-K, nursery.com, a wonderful website, or 254-893-6497, Womack Nursery, De Leon, Texas.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists on their team, 12 of them. Most arborist companies have one or two. They have 12 college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two of their people have been selected as Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas, Russell Peters and also Steve Hauser. Just the best it gets. Their tree climbing crews have won the Texas State Championship 21 out of the 31 years it's been held. For complete tree management programs for your existing trees, to tree takedowns in difficult situations, to all kinds of unusual putting lightning arresters in trees or a cabling and bracing of trees, to damage assessment, appraisal, consultation, and testimony in court cases, they can do it all for you. They are serious about trees. Dallas area number 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com, Arborological Services, Inc. on Facebook. It's Arborological Services, and it is Jerry Overton now in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom.
Thank you again, Neil. We've got 62 degrees at 10:34. A different message from the president on gun control. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our forecast, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies. Going to be breezy, much warmer today with a high of 74. The fog, the drizzle, back tomorrow morning. It's going to be cloudy overnight, 60 for the low. Tomorrow back up to 74 degrees. Tuesday, we're looking for a chance of rain in the forecast. 62 degrees now at DFW Airport. And now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
635 westbound at Marsh, all lanes are closed because of construction. Traffic is diverted to the service road there that is scheduled until noon, according to TxDOT. Also a crash reported 635 eastbound at Preston, and also a wreck along I-35E, the service road northbound at Keys Boulevard. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Officials in southern Brazil say at least 245 people are dead, hundreds injured in a nightclub fire that happened in the university town of Santa Maria. Authorities say the club can hold up to 1,000 people, and revelers were pushing and shoving to get out. President Obama tells the New Republic he shoots guns all the time at his presidential retreat.
This is one of the first times that the president has talked about shooting a weapon. He was asked directly, have you ever fired a gun? He says, yeah, we do it all the time up at Camp David, some skeet shooting. He was asked whether or not his daughters take part, too. He said no, but a lot of guests up there at Camp David, too.
David Curley reports the president's trying to send a message to gun owners that he does believe in Second Amendment rights. Governor Rick Perry's security detail cost the state more than $140,000 in travel costs in the last 3 months of 2012. San Antonio Express News reports this weekend almost half of that cost came from a September trip to Italy. Again, looking for a high of 74, it is 62 degrees. In the 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
So Dianne Feinstein comes out with one of the biggest gun control laws in history of the U.S. Well, coming up on the Monday morning Ben Ferguson show, there's a little add-on in there that most people didn't realize, and that would be gun control bill would exempt government officials from her own bill, including her own family. I'll give you all the details coming up on the Monday morning Ben Ferguson show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. And that is Mary Travland with Dixon Brothers, my announcer. Thank you. I want to tell you once again about Dalworth Clean, once again, because I've been giving you this message now for 32 years. I hope you've used them. That's a whole career of doing ads for Dalworth Clean. I love doing ads for them as much today as I did 32 years ago when I was amazed at how great their carpet cleaning service was. They came to our home. James Smith came out, and he just kind of stood off to the side while his team did the job on our carpets, and I realized, wow, this man, these people are serious about carpet cleaning, because our carpets looked as good as new at that point, and we had just had carpet cleaning service done on them about a month earlier. It was dreadful, and Dalworth was fabulous. It was just a night and day difference, and I'm very grateful, and I'm grateful for all of those years of advertising support and the opportunity to tell you about Dalworth Clean. $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned, and you too can have the same experience that we did all that time back. It's just gotten better because they've gotten better equipment, better technique. They have embellished on the services that they offer for carpeting and for floor services. For example, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. They have brought all those into their repertoire, and it's amazing. That's Dalworth, and they even have a fine floor store, Dalworth Fine Floors, and that is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They're open 6 days a week, as is the carpet cleaning service, and you can go to the Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis, North Richland Hills, to see the finest in new floor surfaces. 817-520-1400 is that number. The main number into Dalworth Clean, the number you call to take advantage of that $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned, or any of their other services for your floors, is 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. Book online at Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050, 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much. Let's go to Gene in Mesquite. Gene is up now. This is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Gene. All right, not hearing anything from Gene. Let's go to Michael in Burleson. Michael, this is Neil. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure I'm about to ask a very redundant question, but I'm ignorant, so I'm asking. I've just moved into a house down here in South Burleson, half acre, probably about 6 inches of sand on top, and then sand clay mixture beneath that, and then looks like clay the rest of the way. And I have a massive problem with grass burrs.
Okay.
I've burned them, I've hand-picked them, I've ground up them individually, and where do I go from here? Because they're about to come back full force.
Yeah, they are, and the way that you control grass burrs is by putting out a pre-emergent weed killer before their seeds try to germinate. The two that are most commonly sold are Dimension, D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N, or Halts, H-A-L-T-S. And those must be applied before the seeds begin to sprout. That means that the timing for Burleson will be somewhere between March 5 and 15, and then 90 days later. And you are anticipating something. You are out there preventing something, and so it's always a little hard to get somebody motivated. If they wait till they can see them, it's too late. But they feel comfortable then. Oh, I see it. Yeah, I better control that. Well, you don't get a chance at that point. You get one chance a year to control these without damaging your lawn, and that is by putting out a pre-emergent weed killer. So early March, early June, 90-day time period in between, and that should keep them from germinating. I really want to leave my answer at that because that's the answer that I have given for many, many years. The products have changed a little bit. The timing never has. I will tell you that if this were an area that was just absolutely critical, and I just absolutely could not afford to have any grass burrs, I might even put a third application out, and I might shorten that increment in between. I've never said that before, and that's up to you. But when something about how you said it's just it's going to be inundated or whatever you said, full rage or whatever, it just kind of called that out to me. But those are the two dates that are critical.
You said Dimension or Halt. Mm-hmm. And early March, and then again 90 days.
Early June. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate your call.
All you do for us.
Oh, I'm trying. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right, we have a line open now. I have James in Hunt County, Ladonia, coming up right now. And then right after our last break for this morning, I will need some calls, and that number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please remember that a week from now, right now, all Sunday morning next week, we will have Dr. George Ray McEachern to talk all morning about fruit and pecans. We're turning the entire program over to George Ray all of that morning. And so you need to make note of that. And if you have an ornamental question or a lawn question, call me right now at 800-288-WBAP. I also would recommend that you call in early next week to make sure you get through. So you might want to call about 3 till 8 before I go on the air next week and be waiting for George Ray. Just a thought. All right, let me do our last break for the let me see where I am. No, I'm going to James in Hunt County. James, it's Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, we just moved to the area from actually from Japan, believe it or not.
And, wow.
My wife wants to set up a rather large vegetable garden, and it's that black land prairie, very high clay content. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to do the standard vermiculite compost sand regimen when I did some searching and found out about gypsum and expanded shale. Not only am I looking for something that'll kind of get it under control, but also that's not expensive. I don't mind spending money for good work, but any thoughts on shale or gypsum?
All right. Gypsum I would not touch in 100 years. I will not do ads for them because I don't think it does anything to it. It may be fine for some processes, but not for loosening clay soils. It just doesn't do that, or at least I've never seen documentation. I want to ask you a question. Have you guys lived in the South before?
Well, I'm originally from Houston, so
okay.
The term gumbo soil means something to me.
Did you garden in Houston?
Yes, I did.
All right. Did you have a big garden in Houston?
No, I was, this was 30 years ago. I was in the military all this time. So,
well, the reason I'm asking that, James, and it's, I didn't mean it to sound quite as invasive as it came across. When I grew up in College Station, and when I went to Ohio, I saw to go to Ohio State and just kind of looked around at what people were doing. I saw these magnificent gardens, and where I had had a 20 by 20 foot plot in my backyard in College Station, suddenly I had a half acre. We had a mobile home on a farm property, and the man said, "You can have all you want back there." So I went out and put a half acre in, and it wore me out. It just flat wore me out. I couldn't keep track of the weeds. I just couldn't get it done and still teach high school. And so I have always since then encouraged people when they're new to an area, new to this area, because gardening here can be a bit of a challenge. 1 year, start small and then add to your successes rather than being discouraged by a half acre failure. Yeah, 200 by 100 is what I see on my monitor. That's a half acre. That's the same thing that I lived those many years ago. So I would really recommend that you start with 300 or 400 square feet and see how well things do and fine-tune from there. Now, to answer your question, the way that you improve the black clay soil for a garden, It will vary depending on what part of the garden you're talking about, because where you plant lettuce and carrots and small crops, you would do a more heroic soil preparation than where you're going to grow watermelons or okra or corn. You just can't afford to do it for those big crops that take a lot of room. And so my suggestion is that if I were getting a garden plot ready, first of all, it has to be a raised garden. And by adding organic matter, you're going to do that. I would rototill it. Get all the existing vegetation out of it, then rototill it. I would then add 2 inches of sphagnum peat moss. Now, this is for the best soil in the garden. I would add 1 inch of pine bark mulch, 1 inch of rotted manure, and 1 inch of compost, well-rotted compost. And then I'd add 1 inch of expanded shale and rototill it back down to about 12 inches deep. And that's going to fluff it up enough that it will be a raised garden. Every time you rework it from that point on, add a little more organic matter each time. The expanded shale will stay there. No gypsum, and basically nothing else other than that. Now, over where you get to the, and then that would also fit for tomatoes and peppers, but when you get, and green beans, but when you get to those gigantic crops that take up 100 square feet per plant or planting, like corn and melons, there they're just going to grow in that black land.
Okay, very good, and that's fine. Yeah, we've got a tractor, and we're actually doing other farming activities, but
okay,
this was a garden. So I'm with you there, and I appreciate this mixer. It looks like a good combination.
Oh, it'd be like potting soil. It'd be wonderful. It'll be wonderful.
Oh, and no sand, apparently, based on...
No, the expanded shale takes the place of sand. Sand and clay separate. Expanded shale does not separate from the sand. It remains in the clay soil to loosen it. It doesn't separate from the clay. Expanded shale and clay it does the job. A&M research showed that it really does the job. I was listening to Jimmy Turner speak yesterday, his experiences from Dallas Arboretum, and it performed wonderfully for him. So, has for me as well. I appreciate your call. We're glad you're here. Keep listening. Thank you, sir. All right, Jim in Dallas, you'll come up in just a second. And good question on liriope. Let me give you the, I don't know if this is the final ad for my calendar. Probably not, but I never know when that will happen, because if we sell a bunch between now and next week, it could be the final ad that I'll do for my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. The sales of the calendar have been very odd this year in terms of they come in the hundreds at times, and we don't have very many hundreds of calendars left. I think we're down in the 300 range or something like that. We've taken a complete inventory of it, and we have a really good handle on it. Call before 11 today. You have just 10 minutes. Call to save one-third on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. It tells you month by month when you need to plant every vegetable crop that you could possibly want to plant anywhere in Texas. It's all there. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect, spray all of the plants that you're growing in your landscape and in your garden. Hundreds of bullets, 10,000 words of all that information, a beautiful wall calendar, and you also get a full year of our magazine, and in doing so, you'll get a one-third savings on the calendar. The total price of the entire package, $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, but you must call before we run out of calendars for obvious reasons. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs or in jail or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Christian, very much. Let me tell you right now about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. It's northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush Turnpike. That's where our daughter's life was saved, so we have just a little bit of allegiance to Baylor Plano. Just a little, you think? And we are very grateful. While we were there with her for those 17 days, we found out about another floor at that hospital, and that's the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the nation. We knew that when we were there 7 years ago. Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments include observation, bracing, rehab, complex surgeries. They do it all. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical examination of the back and extensive testing. They determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 1-888-781-5558, 888-781-5558, or go online to thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. All right, remember, next Sunday, George Ray McEachern, State Fruit and Pecan Specialist, all morning long, 8 to 11, our annual program on Super Bowl Sunday. That's all we'll talk about is fruit and pecans. We go to Jim in Dallas. Now, Jim, how can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for all the great information over these years. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
I've got some, Mondo grass. I guess you also call that monkey grass. Is that right?
Yeah. That's not Liriope, though.
No, I understand.
Okay,
that.
Okay,
okay. Me too.
Okay.
The Mondo grass has been, we put it in as an edging around flower bed, and it's gotten kind of high and bushy, and I wondered if we can weed whack that back, and if so, how much, and then we also have some Liriope in another area that basically the same question.
How tall is the Mondo grass now?
I would say it's about... probably about 8 to 9 inches tall.
Yeah, it does get that tall. So that's you're right on the ID. You're right on how it will grow. I don't know that you're going to get it with a weed eater. It's really fibrous. You may need to have a mower, or you're not going to be able to set a mower high enough. You'll scalp it if you mow it with a mower. However, once you do that, I know that at the Arboretum, they trim theirs back on the edges of their beds. They trim it back each year. I normally don't with mine. A couple of years ago, when we had that sheet of ice that hit that had all the 18-wheelers jackknifed on 35. That was just such a mess about 2 years ago, right about now. For the first time in 35 years, all of the Mondo grass at my home, or much of it, turned brown, and I mowed it then, and it came back beautifully. I just don't think you want to cut all of the green out of it. That's the main thing. You may have to use a gasoline-powered hedge trimmer to do it. It may be a rough task. If you're going to be trimming liriope, you need to do, well, both of these, you need to do it immediately, but especially liriope, because you don't want to trim it once it starts putting out new leaves. You don't want to cut through those new leaves, or you'd be looking at blunt leaves all summer.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate the input.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, too. Let's go to Rick in Granbury. Rick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I remember reading one of your magazines that I received. I think it was last year. You had an article on how to spray your Bradford pear trees for fire blight.
Yeah, it would have been last year, because in living in the Metroplex 42 years prior to that time, I had never seen fire blight on Bradford pears.
Right.
And it was epidemic last year. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's on every ornamental pear in town. And the way that you treat, and I hope it'll work, it's just was such a shock to everybody, is you apply agricultural streptomycin while they are in full bloom. And that's the way that we've always protected the fruiting pears from fire blight. It is carried in on bees. Bees take it from an infected tree to a healthy tree. And so you spray at the time that they're in full bloom with the agricultural streptomycin. It doesn't impact the bees, but it will stop the fire blight bacterium. That spray you would want to make late in the evening.
Okay, so I mix that up and use a regular sprayer. And
yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I hate to sound so vague about it, but we had never seen it before. I don't know if we'll see it this year or ever again, or if it's going to kill them all. We just don't know.
Okay, well, I went ahead and did some cuts last year like you recommended.
Yeah, and that's a good idea. Hopefully you disinfected the pruning tools, all of that. But I got to run, but hopefully that'll take care of it. I hope so. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you this Sunday morning, 8 to 11 every Sunday. Lee Risa, thanks for running the boards. Michelle Shook, thank you for answering calls for me. And to all of you, thank you for listening. Until next week, happy gardening.